Monday Shir Tes Zion.
The Sugin Davison is one of the nicest Sugis in Bava Kama. You have to have first the Tzusa the Shmaisa. I heard once stated the Erev Yom Kippur, the Maivir, the Behemoth in front of the Kohen Gadol. And Yom Kippur, he makes the Avodah. Shad, because if Lo Yitzur, you're not Maivir it before Yom Kippur, if in Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol is busy finding out, oh, this is a par, this is a keves, and the Avodah from Yom Kippur with all the Kedushas and all the Cheshboinas, it's not Lemaisa. If you already have the Tzus of the Shmaisa before Yom Kippur, so then, B'Shas Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol could do the Cheshboinas, the Kavonas and the Yichudim. I'm saying it's a beautiful sugya. The problem first, the Pshat in Gemara Shitesfes. And then, we could go to the Oymer. Lama Yitzachon the Gemara. Told the boy my name. Ilei me'av yud. Ilei me'av yud. The told the test. Loi test ksive ve loi yud ksive. So first let me mask with the Gemara. The Gemara understands av yud the told the test. Rashi says av asor boir amoik yud fochim hainu av the Bekach Darko Elohobis. I was trying to explain to us the words of the Gemara, the Elike words of the Gemara, Av Yud. Why is Av Yud the told of this? Rashi says, why Av is Yud? Hainu Av, the Bekach Darko Elohobis. So Rashi is explaining, the Gemara had a Hava Amine, the Av is Yud, and the told of is this. What's the pshat? The av is yud and the told is this. I'll masbir it. I'll go out my way a little bit, explain it. Mamash kipshuta. Lamosh shoshe nogach, and he killed the person. He killed the animal. The amesi eloi, this is the sugya. What if the shir is mazik? He's also chayav. Someone would say in Bezim would base, av is killing and nezokim is a tolde. Also, there is a tzad that the Pasuk only spoke about Misa. It's a shayla what the Pasuk spoke about. The Amesi Eloi, Ben Yigach, or Bas Yigach. Why no one there said, Av Yud, Av Misa, told the Nezokim? The Torah says, the Torah said a Mazik. Every Mazik, the Torah said if someone hits someone, you chayev. Hits him stronger, you pay more. Hits him less. You kill a shol, you kill him, you pay more. You don't kill him, you pay less. Like more, no one had one of the mazikim to say that the marshal esh. If the esh kills, if the esh kills, it's a av. If the esh damages, it's a tolda. It's an av mazikim. Misad. So what is going on here in the Gemara that the Gemara says av yud tolda tes? I want to explain. The Gemara didn't say Av Misa told the Nezokim. And Shol, you kill, or you mazik, both of them are considered Av, and the Gemara didn't discuss it. The Gemara meant the Av, the mazik of Bo, when he's a Yud, is a starker boyer. Loshen Rashi, the Bekach Darko Elohomis, feste mazik. A boyer tes is not a feste mazik. The boy Av, I'm sorry, the boy Yud is the Av not Lemise. He's the Av Lenezokim. The boy Tes is a total Lenezokim. No, I'm spoken out also. Not Avada, the boy Yud is also Chayv and Mise. And boy Tes is not Chayv and Mise. But when the Gemara means boy Yud is the Av and boy Tes is a total, she doesn't mean boy Yud is the Av if you kill. And Bortes is a told if you make a mazik. Even on the Nezokim, the Hainu, and I will explain. The Torah said, Ovois, Bor Yud is a Bor Shechayovim Olam. And what? And Misosoy, and has a case of, it's a festival. Bortes is a told. And the told you chayav on the Nezokim. gerade an der Misa genannt haben an der Tolde. Tolde ist ein Lafka Yitze bei ihm, lefi der Ava Mine. Aber der Tolde ist nicht, dass der Ava ist Misa und der Tolde ist eine Socke. Nehmen wir jetzt vor ihm Pschutin. Aber das wird Rashi is explaining. Und dem Rashi doesn't have no much more. No one speaks of Av is Yud because it kills and this is Tolde le Nezokim. Val Av, Darkoi le Omis, he's a Av. He's a first Mazi. So even Klabi, if I'm Dar Klabi de Nezokim Shaboy, I'm calling him a Av. The Bortes is a Shvach Rebol, I call him a Tolde. But even Klabi de Nezokim, to make it clear. Le Gabi Shor Shenogach, it's the same Karen. If he kills, or if he's mazik. You can't say if he kills it's a av, and when he's mazik it's a tolda. It's the same mazik. Amolet killed, Amolet was mazik. You have a cow, Amolet did bad, Amolet did a little bit bad. It's the zelbe mazik. The boyer is the andere boyer. So this is Tchilas HaGemore. The Gemore taught that the Teir spoke about Bor Nissen. Now the Teir spoke maybe on both, and the Zokim and the Shef Kemina, the Teir spoke about both. But the Teir spoke at that level of Boyer. Maybe lower levels of Boyer are only Bibchina Stoldo. So the Teir spoke about both Sheyesh Boykedei Lehomis, Saif it's maybe Saim it's Mazik. And the Tolde is the smaller Boyer, he's considered a Tolde. And that's Tchilas. And in Takin, only in Boyer you have it. Because we have to know, Boyer, the Chefs of the Mazik is the Takole. We'll get into Boyer. Shame Boyer. It's a Musik of Shame Boyer. Bala Boyer. It's a Shame Boyer. So I would think, Zad Gemara, oh, I found the Av and the Tolde in Boyer. The big Mazik is the Av. He's the first the Mazik. The small Mazik is the Tolde. The small Mazik is the Tolde. So now we learn the Gemara. Zad Gemara, Meinin Ilay me Av Yud the Tolde Tess. Loshen Rashi is mitzuchzuch. Sagt Rashi, the bekach darke lehomis. Dainu, Yud is darke lehomis. Tess is not so much darke lehomis. Tess is not so much darke lehomis. It's a schwacher mazik. God, it's potu on misse. Aber b'meile, it's a schwacher mazik, so maybe even the Nezokim would be told that. And if told the same lav ka yoitze bohem, not only the pshat that bor yudu b'chayev and misse, and bor tess will be potu on misse. Bor tess could be lemosh mopei chatsi nezik, b'fid arif. And the Nezokim. If you have him in a bor yud, is the starke mazik, Bortes is the schwachere mazik. Even klapin Nezokim, not only klapin Misse, to make it clear. Frag the Gemore, aber lo...
I don't know
if the Gemore is talking about bor yud. The Pasuk is talking. The Teir spoke with Pashas and Misse. Shed by Meisi Eloi. Frag the Gemore, lo yites ksive ve lo yud ksive. Does it the Gemore's kashe? So I'll explain. So everyone asks, so what the Gemara thought, what the Gemara answered. The Gemara in the beginning just said that it's two kind of boyers. So they understood, maybe this is the Av and this is the Tolde. The Gemara first drew Av and Tolde. Tolde is Alamo the less. So not Misa and Nezokim is Av and Tolde. A fester boyer is the Av, the schwacher boyer is the Tolde. Frag the Gemara beetzem shol yoy kashe. I hear, this is the fester mazik and this is the schwacher mazik. Aber zeshe eloseinu. Aber the Teir didn't speak not on the fester, not on the schwach. I understand the svore. If you have a parsha of bo, this is a very big bo, and this is a small bo. This is the father, this is the baby. I understand. This is the Av and this is the Tolde. Aber first I need a posuk that will speak on one. So normally when you start, you think, oh, the Gemara knew the posuk, so what she's asking. She bichlal didn't handle the posuk. First she drew who will be a Av and who will be a Tolde. Because, I want to explain. The Gemara understood that in Bor Alein, the Moshul, no one will say that a big cow is a Av and a small cow is a Tolde. So the Gemara understood the boy, every boy is the same Av. Av is a kid, will be later told this. Abo, Bor is a Bor. How do you have a Tolde and a Bor? Bor is a Bor. So first the Gemara is right, what could be a Tolde? I explained one more shlav because you're asking. The Gemara is taught, what could be Bichlal a Tolde? Before what says in the Torah, I need Av and a Tolde. Every Bor that you dig is the same Bor. Smaller, bigger, fire. A big fire is a Av, a small fire is a Tolde. Fire is fire. Shen is Shen, big feet, small feet. Shen is Shen, regular is regular, big feet, small feet. Zog the Gemara, no. Bor Yud is a fester mazik. Bor Tess is a kleiner mazik. Oh, I drew the Echatimtze if Ava told it. Without these Yachsus now, Avos read the Teche. Frag the Gemara, I hear you drew it very nice. Aber Leutes Ksive lo Yuxiv. Avush state this and Avush state that. Zog the Gemara holoi kashe. והמייסי אלוהי אומר רחמוני וקיבלו לרבונון יוד עבדי מיסה טס נזוקין עבדי כל זה תרץ עבדי גמורה זוג די גמורה שתית והמייסי אלוהי it doesn't say אם מייס ישאלה שתית והמייסי אלוהי משמע that the person was speaking about a case that there was a boy של מיסה and that is the boy that the Torah spoke about the Amesi Eloi, that is the boy that the Torah spoke about. If it says Imes, I'm glad. But it says the Ames, Meret of Boy Shel Misa, and Mele the Torah spoke about that boy. I understand Misvore that the other boy will pay less. The I knew he will not be chayv and Misa will be chayv and Azokin. But the Ames, the Torah spoke about the big mazik, first mazik that could kill, and a smaller mazik. But the legabe misa yipoto because the misa didn't do it. But legabe nezokim does he stole them? A smaller boy he stole them. Frag the gemara. Soif soif. Ze av le misa ve ze av le nezokim. What is the gemara's kasha? I don't understand. I explain you. He's a av and he's a tolder. Two different stories. He asked me, "Mechatei said the Torah spoke about mes." I said, "Shteit ve'amesi eloi." The pasuk spoke about misa. The pasuk spoke about misa. So b'meile, the pasuk spoke about this feste mazik, the smaller mazik. I understand that he has to pay also. The big one also pays. The small one also pays. If you kill not, well, he pays. But he's a tolder. He's not mefurish and pasuk. The pasuk spoke about a big mazik. The pasuk never spoke about a small mazik. Moses soif soif zav le misa zav le nezok. Rashi brings two pshotim to answer the gemara. Zok Rashi. Zav le nezokim dim nofal shor bebo tisho vemes poto balabo. Vim huzak chaye veavu. Do midiyuk de kron nafke venichsi veameisi eloi mashma berasor de bar mikta lechaye vemisa sashor. Botzer meoche vemisa lemechaye vabenezokim mechaye. Zok Rashi, why it's called that the Torah spoke about Nezokim? If the Torah would not speak Dafka and Nezokim, the Torah would write Ve'im Meis Yeshalem. It says Ve'hameis Yeloi. Mashba that if it's a bo shel Misa, you chayev al Misa. If it's bo shel Nezokim, you chayev al Nezokim. How is exactly the diuk any idea kol atzerich? But zeh Zok Rashi. Now. And what we have in the words of Rashi Lefoneinu, it's a diuk. While the posuk says ve'amesi eloi is meduyek that dafka bebor misa yuchayv an misa ve'bebor nezokim yuchayv an nezokim. It's a diuk. Ve'mele the nezokim, the smaller bor, is also written in the Torah. Avada, everyone already came to ask in the morning. Rashi says that oves hanach deksi bekro behedya. The feed that is not hanach deksi bekro behedya. Weiss this, you don't need mamish behedya. Weiss this, Rashi holds, the yukim eis eichet behedya. Weiss this, Rashi holds, the yukim eichet heis behedya. It's also called behedya. Can't you? The yuk is also called behedya. Now, interessant. Teisves Arosh and the Shite, and Mistome Teisves also, they didn't have a tzad in the world that Rashi meant to say this pshat. That it says Misa, it's Meduik Nezokim, so the Torah means both. Why they never had such a tzad? Because the Diuk is not called Isa Behedi. They never had such a tzad. So why the Teis even doesn't want to bring over this Rashi? He doesn't mention the first pshat. He only has the second pshat of Rashi, Teis. Never mentions it. And I think the reason is Teis at the beginning of the Amud, in Gimel Amud Aleph, says that even Tin for Peres, if it comes from a Diuk, it's called the Tod, it's not called the Av. Rashi Taka never had such a gemara. Teisus learns that if it comes from a diuk, it's not, if it's not a foolish pasuk, it's not called a av. It's called a tolda. So the shita b'shem Arosh says. So what is the pshat in Rashi? Zog the shita Rashi meant that it's a svore. It's a svore that a big mazik is chayev and a small mazik is also chayav and nezokim. It's a small. Why he will not be chayav and nezokim? Because he's a smaller mazik. It's a smaller. The melee, it's called av. Sfrek the shita b'shem teisis arosh. Every tolde is a svore. And it's called a tolde. Stop, mefush in the shita that every tolde comes with svore. And here the tzad, that no, every tolde comes from a droshe, from a mashmores. But if it's a glatte svore, it's hainuach, this mamash like av. So like the name, every tolde is hainuach. We said in the beginning of the Masech. As I said, teisis arosh. Every tolde is hainuach. He told us, maybe every tolde is not svore. Every tolde is only droshes and svores, but mele is a tzad. No, every tolde is like that. So again, so the shita and teisis didn't learn that Rashi means a diuk. I think in our Rashi state that it's a diuk, even though we don't understand exactly the oimik of the diuk. Zog the shita Rashi meant that it's a svore that yichayev and a zokim, and while it's a svore, it's called the av. Zog the shita, ma pito? Only Masha Mefurish Mateya is called the av. Every tolde is a svore. Three lines in teisis arosh and the shita. Saifsev, Nishnekam al Pirish Rashi Koshe, Mikol Makoim, Asor Oksiv Behedye, Vetisha, the Nafke Misvore, Avi Tolde, the Kolshaw told us Nami Misvore Nafke, Loche, Nirik, me a Pirish Hashemish a Pirish.
Rashi, what about
Kiyiga? What is that? Mazik is the same Mazik. The boy is an under a boy. But again, this is the av, this is the told, and the Gemara says that both are written in the Torah, so the male and val, both are written in the Torah, they have. And if not, it's the told. And if not, it's the told. So the Gemara is asking, Lefidu Lishnekame of Rashi, that the Nezokim is also considered an av, only because it's Midiyuk of the Kro, only because it's Misvot. Zogt Rashi Lishne Achrile. Soif, soif, ze'av le Misa, ve'ze'av le Nezokim. Dicheheche de nafkelon kro boi rasore le miso, nafkelon bortes le nezokim. Why? Dichsiv ve nofal shomo shoir oi chamoir. Mashma ben mes ben huzak balabor yesham. Zogt Rashi. No, the posuk is not talking about miso. The posuk is talking about both. Lishne basra is glad. Freg de gemore, it's not emes. Ve amesi eloi. But the posuk speaks about both. Now Rashi adds three lines. Umiyu in Mesa show Omu Rabbonon the Bautisha Potu the Loimach Masaboy Mes. The Aimbri Kedela Homis. Avalim Huzak Chayev the Bautisha Bar Nezokim. This Rashi is a very, very shver Rashi. What the Besak in the Shver? Again, the Gemara says, Bole Misa the Bole Nezokim. Zog the Gemara, both are written in the Torah. Both are written in the Torah. Why? The first Pshat Rashi says a diuk. The second Pshat Rashi says kepshutoi, the posuk spoke about both. Posh the Pshat. The posuk spoke about both. The posuk spoke about both. Rashi had to stop here. He asked the question, why both tests is a av? One pshat it's meduik in the posuk. Second of all, the whole thing is a mistake. The posuk spoke about both. Why Rashi adds three lines? Umiyu in meis ashol, omu rabonon bebautisho potu deloi machmas aboyo meis. Rashi's asking, so why is potu bebaut test? What is the question? What is the question? The hell shaykhes? The boshu, when tesis will bring Rashi, he doesn't bring the vimiyu. It's not negia. I want to explain what. This Vimiyu, Rashi is saying Chidushim Atzumim. And Be'etzem, this Rashi is a stira to the beginning of Rashi. It's a stira to the beginning of Rashi. What is the reason that Boir tests is Potur al Misa? Why both tests is potter on Misa? Why both tests is potter on Misa? We have a stira in Rashi, what we learned till now. A festa stira. The first line in Rashi, Rashi said why? Ein darkoi lehomis. What is the pshat ein darkoi lehomis? Bo yud, bederek la doesn't kill, but sometimes it kills? Yes. So when it fell to both tests and it died, why it died? Because the bo. Why you potter? Valet ain't Dalko, I'm not in charge. Rashi now is saying a different reason. It didn't die because of me. He got a heart attack. This ball can't kill. It's not because of me. No shakas to me. What do you want from me? I'm not going to explain why. Heart attack. I see he didn't have a heart attack. I see he broke his head. The pshat is, his vice toys, he's a very schwache show. And he got a heart attack in the same time that he got a bang, and his stomach, he died. So the mele avan is because of me, he got a heart attack. Oh, but it's like a more grommo. Oh, he choked. Let me show you what it is. Oh, he was weak. Was a chulsha. It's a chulsha. Aber mikol mekoyim. Rashi says two different pshatim. And Tchilas HaSugya, we start to learn, Rashi says, what is the reason that Bor Tes is Potu? Because Ein Darkoi Bekach. Bor Yud is Yod Darkoi Bekach. Bor Tes is not Darkoi Bekach. Now Rashi is coming to say a Nushtikul Teire. You know why Bor Tes is Potu? Because he didn't die Machmas HaBor. He died Machmas HaBor, but it's not usual, it's not considered my Pshia. I'm not Pashia clapping them, I'm Pashia clapping the Zokim, I'm not Pashia clapping the Misa. So I'm not Stam only asking why Rashi decided to add it to the Pshat. I mean, we're learning a Sukkah. We explain Boir Av is a fester Mazik, this is a smaller Mazik. Fight the Gemara about how I know who is Av, who is a Tolda. Says, I may see a lot. Some people say, well, that's mefurish. It's not mefurish that it's going to Afghan Misa, yeah? Zog di Gmore, soif, zehav le Misa, zehav le Nezokim, both are considered Av. Why? The Chur only says, well, I may see a lot. So it's Rashi, order from the Diuk, order the post, he spoke about both. Finish. Now Rashi gets up, and you know, the Gabi, the Kashi, we spoke about, both Tesla, Gabi, Misa, I'm telling you now, Echobash, Tikul, Teire, Ich, Halt, and Masechus, Bobikame, a mehalach that it's not machmas haboy. I will see later. You think it's nafkiminus ladine. The marshal want to be a show died in boltes. Happens. Show died. The guy says pay me. Boltes and poto and misa. That's absurd. Oh, but even if you would not die, he broke his legs, right? So you for sure broke the legs. So pay me for breaking the legs. God, he also killed it. If you the first Rashi, could we have to pay? I'm not in charge for the terrible Zach, but for the half what happened, I'm for sure in charge. But for the second Rashi, this show got a heart attack.
The first Rashi also.
No. Rashi says it's dead because of that. Rashi doesn't say it's dead. It's not dead because of something else.
Hey, but you came in Chayiv Nezokim.
Why? Every killing is the Nezokim. Every dead is also Nezokim.
But if you put on the
Misa, I said again. Bez Hashem will get to the Nafkimina, will explain it more. I'm trying to take out the Nafkimina. No, you are in Bedagis, maybe you don't understand one side of the Nafkimina. I'm trying just to be mamchish the difference. To be dancing on the Nafkiminas. The first side, my point is not because I'm not the Mazik. Not because I'm not the Mazik. Not because I'm not the Mazik. This is not the point. The point is, ain't darkoi bekach. I'm not chayv in the shmirah of that thing. I'm not chayv in the shmirah. The second pshat says, not because I'm not chayv in the shmirah. I was not mazikit. So, the avoider, Nochem Sarashir said, ani moed rotzel adas. If the hemshech of the Rashi had to do with the second mahalach or not. Vali said the second mahalach, so he had to stand it. Vali had a second mahalach in the sugya, he had to add this knech and to say that there's a new poiter, not only because I'm not missing the shmira, and I want to explain a little bit the Rashi. Again, we're learning the sugya, the tzusa, the shmaise, that Yud is a fester mazik and Tes is a smaller mazik. And I think when we start the sugya, Rashi was meshubet to tell us, and darko lehazik. He wanted to explain to us why he's a fester mazik and he's a small mazik. The words of Rashi and Tchilas HaSugya were not megiah to both lishnas. To both, before he started the sugya, he explained. Yud is a starker mazik because he's oimet to kill. Tess is not oimet to kill. He's not a starker mazik. This is what Rashi came to explain without going now if it dies because of that or not. It's not called a starker mazik. This is what Rashi said in Tchilas HaSugya. This is what Rashi said in Tchilas HaSugya. Then the Gemara says that Ze av le misa ve ze av le nezoke. Ze av le misa ve ze av le nezoke. Rashi says the first pshat is meduyik. It's like meduyik, meduyik. Comes Rashi in the second pshat and says the Torah spoke about both. The Torah spoke about both. So Rashi had a problem if the Torah spoke about both. You read that it says Va'amesi Eloi. But the Pasuk spoke about both. If the Pasuk spoke about both, so maybe and Bo shall test you also chayev on Misa. You write that it's Ein Darko Elohamis, but if the Torah speaks about both, if the Torah speaks about both, so maybe I'm chayev and misa even the Bo shall test. If the Torah didn't speak about it, and the Torah spoke only about Yud, so the Torah is only Mechayev Yud. The Torah is only Mechayev Yud. But if the Torah didn't speak, if the Torah spoke about both, and it says Misa in the Torah, maybe I'll be Chayev and Yud. Maybe I'll be Chayev Misa even Bebo Shel Tes. So Trashi Kimle LeRabbanon, and it didn't happen because of me. Again, I want to explain. When Rashi explained in the beginning, he said, Tes Yud could kill, this Mistome doesn't kill, a smaller mazik. First pshat, why Nezikin? It's Merumas in the Torah, so he's Ta'av. Second pshat, the Torah spoke about both. If the Torah spoke about both, maybe the Amesi Eloi goes on both. If the Torah really spoke on both Beiris, maybe Taki Yuchayev. It's Ein Darkoin? So what if it's Ein Darkoin? The Torah was Mechayev. So Kimlu lechazal that it didn't die because of that. So it can't be that I'm chayim. Kimlu lechazal that it didn't die because of me. But maybe it can't be that I'm chayim. This is Rashi's pshat in the sugya. Now let me send the tesis. This tesis be'etzem is two tesis. It's interesting why tesis mixed it again. After someone will have pshat in the end. And Rabbeinu Peretz Be'etzem, it's divided into two tesis. The Gemara starts in the beginning of Yisugi and said, you know, Yud is a feste mazik, tes is a small. So the Gemara, al tzishay, no, be'mechetei said that this will be a have and this will be a tolda. From where you started, Bichlav. The Gemara answered, I started from Amesi Eloi. Right? This is the source of the Gemara. Frek tesis and the first piece of the Gemara is tamed beperek apor etnan ma bor sheyesh bo kedei lehomis asoro pirush hakunter is the stam bor yesh bo yud. So what do you ask me a kashe? I said bor yud is fest. It's a tolder. He said I hear that this is av this notere mechateis that the Torah spoke about yud. Rashi says in aporo that stam bor is yud. The mispar koton is also yud. Stam bor is yud. Stam bor is yud. Ein kashe. Ve'oid, on the same part piece, the Hochador ish mevah meisi Eloi. Two kashas on the first piece of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Mechatei se bor yud is written in the Torah. You told me bor yud is the av, this is the Torah. Mechatei se it's written in the Torah. Rashi says, stam bor is yud. The Rishonim asked a kasha, Yosef was for sure in a bigger bor. Well, yud, Yosef could climb outside. Yeah, the Rishonim asked kashas. But Yosef Bebob in Mitzrayim, when everyone was in a Yud, Rishonim has his kashas, and Rashi, Stam Bor is Yud? Mechatei se Stam Bor is Yud? Mechatei se Stam Bor is Yud? Aber Azeh is Rashi. And if Stam Bor is Yud, so what is the Gemara's kasha? What is the Gemara's kasha? One kasha. Second, and what is the Gemara's teretz? Let me say the Gemara forgot it. So let the Gemara answer, Stam Bor is Yud? And the Gemara answers something else. These two questions are a question at the beginning of the Gemara. And Rabbeinu Peretz, that's a separate Teisvus, and that is a Teretz, like we'll see in a second. Now Teisvus is asking a kasha and maskonas a Gemara. No shaykes to the first two questions. והואי, דבסום ופור, סוף סוף זה אב למיסס אב לנזוקין, ופירש הקונרס בפשט השני, סינוף על שום השור משהו בן מייס בן אוזק, אם כן כדרשין אין שור וליודום, הב ללמוד אינם מאודום מנזוקין. סתם הקש, רשי נסק עם פשט לרנס, that the Torah spoke about both, so the mute שור וליודום has to go also on נזוקין. סתם הקש עם רשי. So the first two kashas and the Gemara and Rashi with the Nun, the second kashas and the next Rashi. And Rabbeinu Peretz has two different tastes. Now look at these answers. First, he answers the first chalek. Al kinir leforesh, stam boir omoy karbe. וצריכים בויר והמייסי אלוי דאילו אקסיב בויר אבא אמינה כל דקופי ואפילו אין בגדי להומיס והמייסי אלוי ואיקסיב בויר אבא אמינה דווקא בור ולא ישיח ומאורו Marshall explained, they do not the same as Yahweh Mahore. I would think Dafka Boy Omer Kfei. I would not think that Yud is enough. Rabbi Nupers and Taysan Hadri say that this is what Taysis means. Maram also learns like that. Because there is a Kosu, Loche Yitzrich Tavai. So Taysis answers, I ask you a Kasha, why you need a mace, why you need a boy? The second Kasha and the first Chaylek, the answer, one is Megala and the other one. The male and now I'm explaining the Gemara. Va'ochi porich loytes ksiv veloyom ksiv behedyet. I understand that lemaise you have mekoyres to say that stambor is yud, but while it's not written lehedyet, it's not called up. And the Gemara says ve'amaisi aloy val lemaise is a drosha and not the gilui from bor. No, it's not the gilui from bor. And ve'amaisi aloy, we know that it's both. So while we know that it's both, it's ke'ilu k'siv le'edin. So this is the pshat in Tesis. V'ochi porich, lo'ites k'siv lo'yod k'siv. I said that one is megale and the other, so we know yud, that nun. Oh, but it's not k'siv behedye. Before he taught that Rashi learns that stam bor is yud. So he asked the kasha, what is the gemara's kasha? This is the first chelik of Tesis. So for the first two kashas, is a shtik of Tesis. Now Tesis is answering the lishne basre of Rashi. And again, Rabbeinu Peretz, you see, it's mamish cut into two pieces. Umasik soif zoif ze'av le'misa ve'ze'av le'nezokim pirush. Kevon debor yud lo'ksiv behedye, elo mafki misvorev ve'ameisi eloi debe'inen kedei lo'homis, ve'kimo l'rabon odayinu bor yud, bor tes nam misvorev de'av le'nezokim, kevon sheyesh bil kedei lo'hozik. So Tesis, the Gemara means like that. While the Torah didn't speak about Yud, though it's a svara that Yud yeshmer kedei lehamis, so Nezokim is also a svara she yeshmer kedei lehozik. B'meile both are considered av. But while the not mefurish lehedi and the posuk like Rashi, Rashi said that Nezokim the Torah is talking about. So then we have a kasha, the drosha from Shor v'leodom, Chamor v'lekelim, will go also on that. ומכל מקום לא ממעטים לא דמי נזוקים דקרודת ונוף על שום השור לא יאירי אלו ובויריו. So this is the first chalik of Tesis. The Hainu, Tesis add two kashas, two chalokim. One chalik is, again, the Gemara knew that Bor Yud is a fester, Bor is a small Bor, Fayti Gemara, b'mechateise tza'av in a tolde. So Tesis, what is mechateise? Rashi says that Nun stam Bor is Yud. Second of all, the Gemara says that Teretz ve'amezi aloi. Rashi there said something else. The Teretz is one is Megala and the other. So I said, "B'lemaisa, I have a drosha." But the Gemara asked, "But it's not mefurish in the pasuk." And the Gemara says, "Yeah, but shayt v'amaisi aloi." So it's considered kilu bor yud shayt in the Torah. Then he has another problem. Rashi says the Torah's maskolas of Gemara is that the Torah spoke about both. The Torah spoke about both. So shor v'leodom chamor v'lekelim or be a miut also from the zokin. The Torah didn't speak about both. The Torah spoke about Misa. And when Misa is not before, the Pesuk is only a Svora. So the Zokim is also a Svora. So both are called the Av. But the Miut, from Shor v'Leodom, Chamor v'Legelim, is only a Mashi Mefurish Mateir. And now Tesis finishes. U'b'Yerushalmi Dorish Dehavli Lemichtav Ki Yiftach Ish Ki Yichre Ish Boyer. Ki Yiftach Ish O Yichre Ish Boyer. Lo Moksil Ki Yiftach Ish Boyer. ואיכרי איש בויר, חד בור למיסה, חד בור לנזוקים. ומכל מקום לא ממעטים לנעודו מנזוקים, ובקרודה ונוף על שום השור, לא יעושי אלא מהנכסי בהדיה בקרוד, היינו בויר עשר ולא הייתו. Tais brings down a Yerushalmi, why it's called Zei Av Lemisa Zav Lenezokim, is the extra word bor. But the Miut from Shor v'Leodom Chamor v'Lekelim is only going on Mashikosu Batei Rebeh. if the Bavli goes with the Yerushalmi, Rabbeinu Peretz is mashma that the Bavli goes with the Yerushalmi. This is the tzusa de shmeise that we have lefonim. The pashtus, that's fine. Lo mehip tzacha. We know shor veloy odom, chamor veloy keili. The halacha is that you chayev on a shor veloy odom, chamor veloy keili. But the miut of shor veloy odom is only b'misa. If an odom is nizak b'boir, you have to pay. Hold paragamaniach. I is a mere shor veloy odom, chamor veloy keili. The miut is only avoshteit in the teire. Avoshteit in the teire, misa. Bene, this was Tesis Kasha and Rashi, if the Torah speaks about both. So the miut has to go about both. Shor velo yodom, chamor velo keili. So if a person dies in a bowl, avada yipoto. If a person is nizak bebol, you have to pay. The miut is only on misa. What happens if the keilim break in the bowl? You have to pay or not? If keilim break in a bowl, you have to pay or you don't have to pay? Why you don't have to pay? The miut is only on misa, not on nezokim. Hold on, the miut is only on misa, not on nezokim. If the miut is only on misa, not on nezokim, so bishlei me'odom, misa yupotu, nezokim yuchayev. Why if keilim break in the bor yupotu? The miut is only on misa, not on nezokim. Zogt Rashi and Ameniach. Being the Gemara and Nundalet, Zogt Rashi and Ameniach. Kelim shvirosom zu misosom. Shovel yodom chamo vle kelim. Ale mi leichet de meisa odom, ve krobe misa mishtoi. Tuchsi ve ameisi eloi. Aval benezek odom chayo balabor. De krom mikoifer mematinen. וקיילים פטורים על ניסקי קיילים פוטרו בלבור דשבירוסום זור מסוסום שבירוסום זור מסוסום סבירו, זה לא נרקש, זה מציע, זה נשת זה אבל שבירוסום זור מסוסום If a person is suit got dirty, also שבירוסום זור מסוסום הרי דגמור אינה מניח יספיק אבל ניתן פוקי לו במים זה לא שבירוס זה זהו מסוסון you wash it and it stays clean he has the bait, the dry cleaning why is שבירוס זה זהו מסוסון שבר רשי if we'll manage in the end maybe we'll מייש it אבל הזה זאת רשי אינה מניח זאת רשי so דגמור says that the mute of שור ולא יודם חמור ולא קיילים is only a mute from the parsha of מיסה It's not a mute from the parsha of Nezikim. Then, Legabi Misa, Rashi says it's Legabi Legabi Koifer, that show you chayev be Koifer, and bor you not chayev be Koifer if you bor killed a person. But if the other was damaged, you have to pay. But Legabi Kalim, bor is potur ala Kalim, chutz rabid and bechayev, bor is potur ala Kalim, the mute is only Legabi Misa. So Rashi, shviroson zeu misoson. So the pasuk if shor veleyodom chamor velekelim is going on misa, and on that we say shvirosom zor misosom. This was stated in Rashi and the Chofches Amud Beis. Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashbo and Teis HaRosh, they bring the Yerushalmi that Teis is bought by us. The Yerushalmi said by us that is one bowl in misa, one bowl in ezokim. Zok the Yerushalmi. The mute of shor velo yodom chamor velo keilim is only a mute in bor shel misa. It was not a mute in bor shel nezokim. The mute of the sugya is in bor shel misa and not in bor shel nezokim. It's two boiras. The Iker Postuk spoke about velche bor shel misa. Here we have a mute shor velo yodom chamor velo keilim. But in bor shel nezokim, Odom is chayev, and Kelim is also chayev, and Boshem Nezokim is chayev. Yerushalmi. Kshu oimer, kshu bo le Boshem Mise, omar potar ala Kelim. Kshu bo le Boshem Nezikim, at oimer chayev ala Kelim. So the Yerushalmi learns that Shov Leodom Chamor VeLekelim is the mute and the boir shel Misa, and the boir shel Nezikim Yuchayev. So lefi the Yerushalmi, if Kelim break and a boir of Tes Yuchayev. Klez Rabbeinu Peretz, the Yerushalmi is choylek and the Bavli or not choylek and the Bavli. The Yerushalmi is choylek and the Bavli or not choylek and the Bavli. And the Rashba states, Avada the Yerushalmi is choylek and the Bavli. Rabbeinu Peretz is mistapek if the Bavli is choylek and Yerushalmi. And Teisa Sarosh and Gimel Amud Beis, and the Shita says, the Yerushalmi is not choylek and the Bavli. Bavli Yerushalmi are maskers. Bavli Yerushalmi are maskers. Let me remind me the Dvor. If we have Bavli Cholik in Yerushalmi, the way the Rashba learns the Pashas, we have the Rashi and the Chavches Amud Beis. The Miut is Mise, you potu. Nezokim, you chayev. By Odom, you have Mise and you have Nezokim. Mise, you potu. Nezokim, you chayev. By Kelim, Alamor, it's called Nezokim. Alamor, it's called Mise. So what is the Miut? The Miut is Mise and not Nezokim. And Mise steht, Meis, Menova Shoshov, Meis. Shov le Yodom, Chamov le Kelim. And the Meis, Shov le Yodom, Chamov le Kelim. So Kelim is Alamor the Meis. And the Yerushalmi, no, the Miut is and Boir Shel Mise. Boir Shel Mise is Potur al Keili. Boir Shel Mise is Potur al Odo. Boir Shel Nezoki is Chayev al Keili. Klad Rabbeinu Peretz, the Bavli is Cholek and the Yerushalmi or not. What is their mock? The Gemara says in Amaniach, Avnei Sakinu Masori, a person fell on it and the Kelim broke. The Gemara says in Chofches Amud Beis, Shov v'leyodom chamor v'lekelim, Hameniach esekat, Shov v'leyodom chamor v'lekelim, state that if you fell on Avnei Sakinu Masoi, state that you potur al hakelim. Pashtes, Avnei Sakinu Masoi can kill. So we see that even Boshel Nezokim is potur al hakelim. As is like a Melu Peretz. The Shash Shalom Mashma, the Bautisha Potu Mekelim, the Omar Kamon Perik Amaniach, Abne Sakinu Masoi, Kulam Anikur Abem Shom Lelam Chamov Lekelim, Vahim Misa Vahim Nezokim Anom Chai Bekelim Torim, Alme Avno, Yidu Lehavi Yalo Kibor Pochus Mehasora, Dari Ein Begidei Lo Homis, Filo Ochi Potu Mekelim, Afilo Ram Lepoli, Vetzor Chir, Shema Yeshlei Mar Shavno Yichashiv Bo Shel Misa. Sometimes people fall on it and they die. His Mesupek of Abne Sakinu Masoi is Bo Shel Misa or is not Bo Shel Misa. So we have Machlekes, the Bavli is Cholek and the Yerushalmi, or not Cholek and the Yerushalmi. But because again, we have two drachim. The Bavli learns the way Rashi, the way we're learning it in the past, before the Teres, that the Geder of Shor v'Leyodom Chamor v'Lekelim means is a miut in the parsha from Bo, state the mace, and that the mace is a miut Shor v'Leyodom Chamor v'Lekelim. If it's maybe Shor v'Leyodom, if it's maybe Shor v'Chamor v'Lekelim, then you potu. Or when it's not Mamis, and that boar that is a svore, that boar never had a mute. The mute is only al mashe mefurish baposuk. That Be'etz and Teis was asking on Rashi, the posuk includes both, so the mute is on both. So Teis says, but the mute is only al mashe mefurish. So while the Teis spoke about Misa, the mute is there. And the Bavli learned, and the Yerushalmi learned. The Yerushalmi learns no. The Yerushalmi learns the mute is not only the mute is not only from Misa and Nezokim, and Boshel Misa is Ptur al Hakelim, and Boshel Nezokim is Chayev al Hakelim. Till here is glad. So I want to ask you a shayla. We'll start. Both tests is Chayev al Hakelim for the Yerushalmi. Both tests, both if Yerushalmi is. Both tests is Chayev al Hakelim. Right? Both misses Nismayet al Hakelim. Both tests is Chayev al Hakelim. Both tests is Chayev al Hakelim. Close? So now I'm asking you a shayla. Why in Bor Yud I'm not Chayev al Hakelim? Every Bor Yud is not also both tests?
Different mitzvahs.
I don't understand. What?
Different mitzvahs.
It's a bigger mazik. So it's potu. If I hit you from two, if I hit you with one hand, I pay. Two hands, I potu. Hayala al adas. Poradum. What different mitzvahs?
What? The easy way to answer. Yeah, Bor Yud is the under Bor Yipotu. Say, let me get invited. Bor Tes Yichayev and Niske Odom. Right, the Fidi Yerushalmi. Bor Yud Yichayev and Niske Odom or the Fidi Yerushalmi or Yipotu? Bor Yud Yichayev or Potu? Avada Yichayev. Lo Yishomanu, one man, the Omer in the world, that Bor Yud Yipotu. Not only Lo Yishamanu, bring a raya. Don't say potu. Bring a raya. Bring a raya. For we said today in Shir. Bor Yud Yichayev and Niske Odom or not? A guy didn't die. Nebuch, he didn't die. He only broke his leg. You have to pay or not? He fell to a Bor Yud. You have to pay Nezokim or not?
Yes.
A raya, not yes. He says no. You have a raya? The Yerushalmi said, Shor v'layodom chamor v'laykelim is a miyut b'bor misre and is not a miyut in bor tashlumim and b'bor nezikim. B'meile, bor yud is potur alakelim, bor tes is chayev alakelim. We asked, but every bor yud is also about tes. He said, no, bor yud is the under zah, came to a different matzav, I hear. He came to a different matzav, you potur. Don't understand? Aber azeinos. I'm asking you now, lefi the Yerushalmi, odom is chayev and the Zokim, the state, and Misa Yipotu. You're not Chayev Koifa. The Miyut is that Yerushalmi Boshel Misa. The Boshel Nezokim Yichayev. There's no Miyut. And the Boshel Misa, Yichayev and Niski Odom or Yipotu and Niski Odom? Chayev or Potu? The Miyut of the Teire is in Boshel Misa and not Boshel Nezokim. And Boshel Misa Yipotur al Kelim, and Boshel Nezokim Yuchayev al Kelim. So Bor Yud, when the Kli breaks, Yipotu, and Bor Tes, Yuchayev. Niske Odom. Misvor, you would say the same thing. And Bor Tes, I'm Chayev al Niske Odom, and Bor Yud is a Miyut, Shor Velo Yodom, Chamor Velo Kelim. Maybe Taki, someone will have a mistake to say maybe Yipotu. First, Lo Yishomanu. But we have a Raya Bruro. Avnoi Sakina Umasoi. The Gemara says in Amaniach, Yipotu Ala Keilim, Vechayev Ala Odom. Avnoi Sakina Umasoi. You'll see that in the Peretz inside. Avnoi Sakina Umasoi. Avnoi Sakina Umasoi. Sheinichu Bershuso Rabin. And the person fell on it. The Gemara says, Chayev ala Odom v'potur ala Kelim. The Rabbeinu Peretz declared that maybe the Bavli is masking to Yerushalmi, and Avnei Sakino yesh bri kidei lehomis. As Rabbeinu Peretz wanted to say, v'tzorech iyun, ula yesh bri kidei lehomis. And of them state, Chayev ala Odom v'potur ala Kelim. So we see that when you Chayev on the Odom, even in a Bor Yud, you Chayev ala Odom. So let me mind me the kasha. Again, we have a sofek machlekes Bavli v'Yerushalmi. We're learning the vile pshat in the Bavli, that the Bavli learns the mutas and the misa. Misa yupotu nezokim yichayev. זוכת רשי וקיילים שמירוס לזהו מזוסו. The Yerushalmi lechu learned a whole different drasha. The miut is the ptur is in boshal misa, and the ptur is not in boshal nazikim. The boshal nazikim is no miut. The miut is only in boshal misa. The main zok the Yerushalmi if kelim break in a boshal tes you put. So we asking in boshal yud lechu you also be chayev. I'm sorry. In boshal tes you chayev. In boshal yud you put. But Kaylin, if you be Yerushalmi that break in Boshal Tes, you chayev. Why? Because the mute is only on the Boshal Misa, the mute is not on the Boshal Nezokim. The mute is not on Boshal Nezokim, the mute is only on Boshal Misa. So he asked, so why be Boshal Misa you be potu on Nezokim, I, on Kaylin, but it's also Boshal Tes. Though you already is a mute. The mute is not in Boshal Tes. Boshal Tes is no muted. It's just two boys. This is the pashas when you learn. So lechu lefi that, and this ki other will be the same bezach. The mute is from Boshal Misa, and not Boshal Shal Mezokim. So Boshal Yud is a mute on the Odom, and Boshal Tes is no mute on the Odom. It's mefurish in the Rishonim, that Gabi Odom, סתם על המסכתי, עבדה יחי ועל אודום, הניסקי אודום, even the בור של יוד. The tenets is why, every בור של יוד is also בור של טס. If every בור של יוד is also בור של טס, so why be קיילים, you put to be יוד? Why be קיילים, you put to be יוד? So you say, it's a different boy. I hear it's a different boy. And it's a mute. That קיילים is not on this boy. שוב, ולא יום לכם אובר לקיילים. So why ניסקי אודום יחי? Bishnei ben Fida Bavli, the mute is different. Dead, not Nezokim, yes. And Kelim every time considered dead. But if you're Yerushalmi, the mute is a different mute. The mute is, Bor Shal Misa is Chayev, is Potu, Bor Shal Nezokim, the Torah didn't speak about, is no mutim. So Yechayev and Kelim, Yechayev and Iskei Odom, and Bor Shal Tes is no mutim. But Bor Shal Yud is mutim. And we don't say Michal Bo Simon. If we don't say Michal Bo Simon, here's the kasha. So why are you not chayev and niske yodam be Boshal Yud? Why are you chayev and niske yodam be Boshal Yud? And don't tell me you're not chayev. Mefurish in the Rabbeinu Peretz that he wanted to say that Avos Akinu Masori is considered Boshal Misa. When of them you potu al hakelim and you chayev al haodam. Don't see the kasha. Don't see the tchilas hakasha of the sugya. How is pouted? How we pater kelim be borshel yud lefi de Yerushalmi, and we mechayev odom be borshel yud lefi de Yerushalmi. This is one kasha. It's betracht good. Everyone himself could say the teretz. This is tchilas haavonet besul yido. Remind me the teretz and this kasha. I ask you another ore, is a Gemara in Daf Memches. The Gemara says a shoal was walking and he fell into a boil. And he died. And he died inside the boil. The shoal fell inside the boil and he died. The Baal HaShoal couldn't bother and he left him there. Started to smell and the water started to smell. He was mazik the water. So what happened was the balaboyr was machshel the shoyr, and now the shoyr is the boyr of the water. So the Gemara says, "Havelei balaboyr, vehavelei balashoyr balaboyr, vebor potur al hakelim, vehavelei mayim kelim." So the balashoyr doesn't have to pay the water. Because if when he falls in, it's a shoal. But Lamaise, after he falls down and he's dead, only then he starts to smell and makes the water dirty. This is the Cheshem de Gemara. So mainly the shoal is a boil and he's potur al hakelim. L'chure, the shoal that is laying there in the boil and smelling, he can't kill people, right? If someone falls on him, you get less bang. Before the boil was very deep, now you fall on the shoal. So it only smells. L'chura, this is not a boir of Misa. L'chura, it's only a boir of Nezikim. And state that it's potur al hakelim. So how the Rishonim have a suffix? If the Bavli is masking to Yerushalmi or not, how the Achroinim have a suffix? If the Bavli is masking to the Yerushalmi, Chabam Mefurash Bavli, that the boys, the shor smells, he's potur al hakelim. That shor cannot, that smell cannot kill. So it's both on the zikin. It's potur al hakelim. So mefurish gemore that boir shel nezikim is potur al hakelim. How all of Rabbi Seino Rishonim clear? And the only sugya that managed to go back and forth is chofches. It's a sugya in memches. These are the two kashas. These are the two kashas. The best Hashem tomorrow, or best Hashem, we'll go into mamak with the miyashim.